Welcome to Swiss Eduk. My name is Hans Fischer, and my guest is Michael Cunningham. Welcome, Mr.
Thank
Cunningham.
You. Thank you.
Specimen Days consists of three stories. How are these stories connected that you can call it a novel?
They are three stories in different genres. There is a ghost story, a sort of thriller, and a science fiction story, all of which involve the same three characters who sort of metamorphose from story to story. They become different people from story to story, though their natures are very much the same. And we sort of follow them through these three stories, set variously in the past, present, and future, until we see them in the end sort of find their destinies.
There's this poet, Walt Whitman.
Yes.
How much should a reader know about Walt Whitman to have a better understanding?
Very little. I wouldn't want to write a book that was a sort of annex to another book. If you have read Walt Whitman before you come to Specimen Days, great. If you have not read or even heard of Walt Whitman, that's fine too.
But for me, very unlikely people know Walt Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the first story, Lucas, he has no education, but
right.
He reads
right,
book,
right.
The woman who is actually a killer, she knows
mm-hmm.
it. And then Emery, what is he, a scientist?
He's a sort of cyborg. He's an android. Yeah. In each of the three stories, one of the characters is inhabited by the work of Walt Whitman, and it's always in each of the three cases of a character who is a little bit impaired in some way, and these characters are full of Whitman the way we are full of our own souls, really, and because they are impaired, they are prone to these kind of outbursts of poetry, which the other characters might have in them, but are too well adjusted to actually speak.
In the second story, the woman called Walt Whitman says about America that now is the best time concerning health, food, and
mm-hmm.
so on, but
mm-hmm.
she also mentions obesity, drugs, bombings of other countries. Why do you have this woman, a killer, make these remarks at not a more trustworthy, like Cat, for instance?
Because I think a killer who isn't actually right about a lot of things isn't nearly as frightening as a killer who sees clearly and truly. A merely deranged psychopath, though capable of doing terrible harm, is not nearly as dangerous as a sort of persuasive figure like this woman or like certain political leaders.
Mm. But I'm thinking about your comments about America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wouldn't we believe them more if Kat had said them?
Oh, I feel like the book is full of a kind of commentary on what I consider the decline of America. The terrorist who delivers that kind of screed about America is merely one voice in a chorus of voices that speak variously about the erosion of the American dream from a truly great and noble experiment into the aggressive, corrupt country it's become today.
So, actually, the last part, is that where you think America is heading?
It's where I fear America is heading. I'm not quite so pessimistic as to feel that America's downfall is inevitable, but I do imagine a future in which much of the country has become so polluted as to be virtually uninhabitable. It's governed erratically by various bodies of fundamentalist Christians. There's nothing about that future that seems impossible given the present. Let's just say that.
Is that only America, or could that be the whole world?
It could certainly be the whole world, but I have to say that I feel like America is simply one of the biggest threats to the world at the moment.
Mr. Cunningham, thank you very much.
My pleasure.